Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We've been talking about faith a good bit this past week, and it seems as though the readings again urge us not by so much by using the word faith, but by dealing with those things that require faith in order to grow, require faith in order to understand. Faith will actually, if you have real faith, it will lead to an understanding of what God is doing. Not totally, but it certainly will be very, very helpful. Very helpful. The first reading for today's Mass is taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 11. You remember last week we're reading about how the Israelites in the desert are complaining because things aren't going the way they want them to go, and they don't like what God has provided, and they're very, very, very just selfish and disgusted. And then they start blaming Moses. Then they're upset with God. I mean, they just, the whole nine yards of a complaint. And poor Moses. I mean, that's hard when you're the leader and you are having to grow in faith in order to cling to God and do what God asks you, and then the people are telling you that you're not a good leader and God doesn't care about us, otherwise none of this would have happened. And then what happens in the human frame is that we start to look backwards and we think it was better before, even though while we were in it, we did nothing but complain about our time in Egypt. I mean, the slave labor was horrible. And they know it, but they've forgotten all that because now they got out of Egypt. They're coming to the promised land. Yes, it's been difficult, but mostly because of their own obstinacy. And Moses is trying to get this people where they belong. They've seen miracles. They've seen the parting of the Red Sea. They've seen the quail coming and the bread that came down from heaven for them, that sustain them. They see all of this, and still, they're grumbling and complaining. They just want everything the way they want it. And given the human condition, even when everything is the way we want it, we'll still not be satisfied. Take a look at yourself. Take a look at how selfish you are, how unsettled you are at times. Nothing makes you happy. Nothing is enough. Nothing satisfies. Well, get rid of that evil spirit, because that's what it is. In the end, it robs you of faith. It robs you of being a help to anybody else. And you end up turning in on yourself. So give it up. Just give up the complaining and the moaning. And open your heart to faith and to what God wants to supply. Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 to 15. The children of Israel lamented, "Would that we had meat for food. We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt." You hear? Here they go again. "And the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now we are famished. We see nothing before us but this manna." Manna was like coriander seed and had the color of resin. "When they had gone about and gathered it up, the people would grind it between millstones or pound it in a mortar, and then cook it in a pot and make it into loaves, which tasted like cakes made with oil. And at night, when the dew fell upon the camp, the manna also fell." So God provided, but they aren't satisfied. When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying at the entrance of their tents, so that the Lord became very angry. And so he should. Moses was grieved. "Why do you treat your servant so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. Poor Moses. He doesn't have anybody to complain to but God himself. "Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all this people? Was it I who conceived all these people? Was it I who gave them birth that you tell me to carry them at my bosom like a foster father carrying an infant to the land you have promised under oath to their fathers? Where can I get meat to give all this people? They're crying to me, 'Give us meat for our food.' I cannot carry all these people by myself, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you will deal with me, then please Do me the favor of killing me at once so that I need no longer face this distress. Now, this is serious. This is Moses at the bottom. But there is a humorous side to it when you look at it. God promised that he would take care of them. God promised that he would bring them into the land of milk and honey. He promised them. But the moment something goes wrong, they turn in on themselves and they turn against one another. That's the human condition. Only faith. Remember when we talked about Martha last week? Only the faith of someone like Martha could say, I know that at the end of the world, we will rise. I believe in the resurrection of the dead. She had gone from getting to know the Lord and watching the Lord. She had come to faith, real faith. And that's what God wants to do for us. So this condition here of the people and of Moses are not unusual. I think we can probably put ourselves right there in the picture many times, thinking about how we've reacted to things. Things that God was trying to work for our good, and we were too dim-witted and too blind to see. Sing with joy to God our help. I really do urge you, I said this before on the program, I urge you that when you know God has done something good for you, thank him. Write it down and thank him. Continually thank him. When you recall the good things that God has done for you, when you keep it before your eyes, it increases your faith and hope when you go through the next difficulty. Always remember what the Lord has done for you. Sing with joy to God our help. My people heard not my voice, and Israel obeyed me not. So I gave them up to the hardness of their hearts. They walked according to their own counsels. If only my people would hear me and Israel walk in my ways, quickly would I humble their enemies. Against their foes I would turn my hand. God wants to supply, but we keep rejecting. No, I'll take care of this myself. I don't need God. I don't believe in God. That's childish. There is no God. Grow up. Deal with it. You hear that all the time. Brothers and sisters, the truth is, I would stake my life on it. The truth is, there is a God who created us and a God who so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son so that we might not perish but live in union with him forever. Do you believe? Do we believe? Even when things get hard. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. Of course he did. He loved John. John was his friend. John gets beheaded. You lose one of your closest friends. It's hard. It's painful. Especially John. The crowds heard of this, and they followed him on foot from their towns. They're seeking him not to comfort him, but they're just looking for him so that they can get their needs met. And when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. He's mourning. He's grieving. He has a right to have some time alone. But when he sees the crowd, his heart is moved with pity, and he cured their sick. Imagine. He cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place and it's already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." They're just trying to be, you know, handle it the most expedient way they can think of. Let's get people out of here. Because there isn't any food around here, and they're going to have to go and, you know, scrounge it up somehow. But Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." Now, brothers and sisters, there are thousands of people, and he says, "Give them some food yourselves." He's testing their faith. It doesn't make sense, but he's testing their faith. Give them some food yourselves. But they said to him, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have here. And so he said, well, bring them here to me. And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing. And he broke the loaves. And did he begin to distribute them? No. He's testing the faith of his disciples. He gave the broken pieces of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish to his disciples. And he told them, you feed them. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over. There were even leftovers. 5 loaves, 2 fish, thousands of people. Can you imagine if the disciples had said, I'm not walking out into that crowd with a few crumbs in my hand, a little piece of fish head or something. I'm not, They'll rebel. They'll attack me. They'll hurt me. No, they did what Jesus said. I'm sure they were frightened. I'm sure they were utterly perplexed. Why would he do this? But they had come to trust him. At least to a degree. Do you trust him? If God came up to you and there were 5,000 people, let's say, and they were very hungry, and he said to me, or he said to you, you give them something to eat, what would you have done? Lord, I don't think you're seeing this picture very clearly, when in fact the Lord is seeing it the clearest of all. How great is your faith? They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Do you ever see those kinds of baskets? They're very, very, very big. And they picked up 12 baskets of fragments left over. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. Talking about a lot of people, brothers and sisters. What would you have done if Jesus walked up to you and said to you, go feed them yourself with what you have there? Doesn't that happen to us often? Really? Maybe not physical food, but doesn't it happen to us often that we sense that we need to do something and we think, I can't do it. I don't have what it takes. Well, what it takes is going to the Lord and say, Lord, there's a need here. Would you help us to see how we can provide? Will you make a way for us? And he most commonly does it by other people and circumstances and providing. But who's to say that he couldn't perform a miracle again like that? He's looking for men and women of faith, brothers and sisters, living faith. Living faith. What kind of strength do you have? What kind of faith do you have? God wants to increase it now and for the time to come. Please open your heart and ask for faith. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.